All right, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call tonight's meeting of the Becker County Planning Commission to order. My name is Craig Hall. I'm with the Hideland Township, and I'm going to be the acting chair for this evening. I'm going to start with having everyone introduce themselves, starting with my left, with Tom.
I'm Jesse Fredericks. Cole Squeen, Detroit Township, District 4.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Mary Siebert, Erie Township.
Steve Lindell, Forest Township.
Jim Madsen, Cormorant Township.
Herbie L. Wolf Lake.
Kyle Harvard, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, so I'm going to kind of go through the protocol for tonight's meeting. I would ask that everybody in the audience please turn off all your cell phones out of respect for everyone here. So tonight we have three items on the agenda, and this group is going to be charged with kind of the following. Basically, the role of the Becker County Planning Commission is that of recommendation to the Becker County Board of Commissioners. The meeting, the next meeting, so everything that's decided here tonight will be heard for the commissioners on December 3rd, roughly between 9:30 and 10 o'clock if you want to go. The process, the staff is going to read and present the planning and zoning application and other information. The applicant, we will then ask to step forward to the microphone, or the representative for the applicant. Basically, the questions to them could be given from the board, along with asking if there's any additional information that they want to present on their application. There will be time given for people to comment either for or against it. I'm going to keep the limitation to 2 minutes for everybody who wants to speak on that, and I would ask, don't just repeat what the person in front of you just said out of respect for time. Once testimony is closed, the board will formulate a motion and vote on the application. Actions by this board are to either recommend approval to the Becker County Board of Commissioners as presented, recommend approval to the Becker County Board of Commissioners with conditions, recommend denial to the Becker County Board of Commissioners, and or table the issue until the next hearing date, and there is a 60-day limit by rule on that. Applicants may table their request at any time prior to the vote. Once a vote is made, it's done. Okay, first order of business of tonight, old business, item number one. Oh, excuse me. Has everybody had time to review the minutes from the October meeting?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, first applicant at old business is Casey Clem, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit, recorded document number 654801, to remove stipulation number 2, which states no travel on the east side of the campsite via 230th Avenue. Was tabled from the last meeting. Both Casey and his wife are not able to be here tonight, so you know, we kind of talked about it at the last meeting. I see Luke is here as well, but the Clemens are at a meeting in Minneapolis, so they won't be there.
Okay. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak to this application? Yeah. Please turn the microphone on and state your name.
My name is Jody Canera. I'm the general manager of Forest Hills Resort. Here representing Mr. Robert Spiezel, the owner of the resort. And we are here to oppose having that traffic come up 230th. Number one is we pay a large amount of money each year to do the calcium chloride on there because it's the number one complaint of our tenants. There's over 47 lots directly right along that road, and the back of their yards are their actual space. And I get calls throughout that time before the calcium chloride goes on, stating that they can't even sit outside. I mean, we have enough traffic. Of course, we're going to have traffic there. But we certainly oppose having any additional or big trucks coming through there. It just would not be good for our business. It would not be good for the tenants that we represent or lease our sites to.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for... No? Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Omara Dunnigan. I own the Chapel House just down the road. We would also like this to be denied. The request would be that they would instead take 175th out to 15, which would really be, I think, the best route. That's paved at least on 15. We had last year 16 graduations, 6 weddings, countless baby showers, celebrations. The outdoor space is used extensively at the chapel, and having that much heavy traffic, especially since it's a gravel road, would just be extremely detrimental to everybody using the space. I did have a question last time while my husband was here. He's man a few words, but asking about it being for sale. And we did list it for sale last spring. We will do the same this spring. Reason being because we both work full-time and it's been great, but it's a lot. The challenge is that it's a unique building. We had a lot of interest, but banks don't like to finance it. So we may be holding on to this for 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know, we don't know how quickly this will go because of that. So just wanted to put that out there that this, we don't know how long we'll be the current owners. But I think that that's an important point. But again, we aren't opposed to the gravel pit. We know everybody has to do their business, but I don't see any reason why they couldn't go out west instead of through both of these heavily used and populated recreational areas.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for her? Okay. Thank you. Yep.
My name is Missy Patsky. I'm actually the Audubon Township Clerk. I'm also a resident on the corner of 220th and 185th. Currently, Clem's is going down 175th, taking 220th and 185th a lot of times. Problem with that is there's two soft spots in the road on 175th, and I have a large pond on 220th, DNR on the other side, but we have two soft spots that these heavy trucks are going over pretty heavy. I also want the board to note that I did a count, actually. The route that they're taking right now, going down 220th, is past 3 residential houses. There is, on 185th, 6 more homes, and then we have Graff Road, which has 6 homes. So there's a lot more residential area. We also have 3 businesses, a cartoon tire, storage units, storage condos, and we also have the driving range. So there's a lot of golf cart traffic and just traffic in general on 185th already. And then it's already a hard maintained road because of the heavy traffic and wind exposure. On the route taking 175th, it's going to go past less residences and past the campground, which is seasonal. So if we're looking at seasonal residents to year-round residents, I think or year-round residents that are paying the taxes and stuff should have a little bit more accommodations to road upkeep and stuff. So I would be in favor of having that lifted.
I have a question for her.
Okay, Missy? Mary's got a question for you.
As far as the township, would they go in on helping with the cost of the sodium chloride?
That would be a good question. They have it with us.
The township, or even how, but, or?
At this point, the township has not contributed any calcium chloride. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's not possible, we haven't. Historically,
yep.
I don't want to set that precedent in at this time, but it's possible.
So what is the township's official position on the request?
We asked.
Does the township ask for the request because of the two soft spots in the road?
Okay.
So, 230th, so he would not, also.
Luke Langard, Chairman of Audubon Township, he would be able to go on 175th Street East if he went south on 230th Avenue already, past the chapel.
Right.
He could go east and then south. So, but you just can't go north, which is the most direct route out to
Highway 10.
There is also, at this board stated, the largest gravel pit in Becker County with Rock Ridge right there, they have no restrictions on going north past the campground on 230.
Okay.
So that's already a heavily traveled truck route, and it's a built road. I mean, it is our hardest road to maintain because of the truck traffic on that road.
But do you feel it's mainly more built to handle the traffic than 175?
100%.
Okay.
Go forward.
Yeah, they're still having to go through a stop spot on 175.
It's still right 175 history.
Does anybody else on the board have any questions for Luke? Okay, thank you. No, you've already spoke. But anybody else in the audience like to speak on this?
I would say if she wants a question, though. She has her own.
Did you have a question, or wanted?
No, I was just going to say taxes. I know what our taxes are.
Okay. Yeah.
No. You know.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to close testimony and let the board discuss how they want to proceed. Feeling?
I mean, I think if this is the request of the county, they should for sure partner, if not pay for the chloride. I mean, if they want, it's a trade-off, right? You're either going to fix soft spots, and soft spots aren't there all year round. I mean, spring, fall, sometimes, I mean, yeah, you can have some soft spots, but I mean, hit it with a motor grader, yeah, I mean, that's not, to me, I would think I wouldn't want to be paying for the chloride, because that's going to cost some money, but I think if they're requiring them to drive by all these 40-some residents, you know, then they should be partnering and controlling the dust.
How? Clem, you're saying, or
no.
The township.
Oh, I think the township should.
But I know in other cases, the project people have to do that too.
Yeah, but the project people aren't asking for it. The township's asking for it.
Yeah.
So this is the township's issue. This isn't the Clem, and this isn't the chapel house or the resort. This is the township. If they want to do it, they want to allow the most direct route being used, and they got the best road to use. And they need to protect their road from dust. That's my opinion. I mean, this isn't the request of anybody other than the township.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're asking for it. And I mean, I can tell you that trucking company's not going to go always to the west, or sorry, to the east, and then out to 10, because what if he's selling gravel the other way?
Right, he's going to go the other way.
Right, you're not going to go out to 10 and then go back the other way towards coast.
Right.
So I mean, this is only a partial, you know, only when it benefits you for your route would you use this route. Right?
Well, yeah, and it's a small pit, relatively
so
concerned to
the trucks,
well, comparatively to the big pit, the south end to the east.
Right,
there.
And now, but if you split up those routes, how much should the county have to pay for that for
the township?
The township for.
But again, they requested it because it's going to hold. So unless they're going to hold Clem to say you got to go that route, no matter what direction you're going, no matter if you're going to Clem, you know, I mean, that's kind of what they're setting precedent. They want to protect these soft spots. You know, soft spots can be dealt with.
Right. Yeah.
They can be dug out. They can be
dig out the blue clay.
You can put it. You can do a good fix. I mean,
yeah.
There's many ways you can do this one and done.
Yeah.
And then, but they must feel that there's a benefit to put it on 230.
Yeah,
they should pay. Shouldn't be up to the.
Anybody else have any comments on this on the board?
Yeah, it's.
I'm in agreement with Cole. That if the township is the applicant, that would be on them.
Okay. Is there a motion? I guess I would entertain a motion if somebody wants to make one.
I guess I'd say I don't even know how you make that motion, to be honest with you. I'm trying to understand that how you.
Well, I would say if you're thinking along that, is motion to approve with the condition.
And if that would give the them the option to say, to kind of back out of it and say, no, we're not going to,
right,
we're not, we don't want to be part of that road maintenance. We'll go back to
doing what
we have been doing for the last 5 years.
Well, they would need to table it. Otherwise, they need to chloride it. We make a motion that they need to chloride that road. Let's just, I'm just going to use an example. They need to chloride that road 3 times a year. Right? That's what we're going to make the motion. So they're going to have to, either they table it right now before we vote, or they're going to live with the vote that we have. Because we're going to ask them to do something right now.
Luke, do you want to comment at all on that? Or
what was your request?
I don't have a request yet. I'm telling you that it's your responsibility of some way, shape, or form, in my opinion only, not speaking for the board, we did hear from you, that you guys need to chloride, because you're requesting to use that road. You need to
our road.
Yeah. You need to provide
dust restriction on our road.
You need to
originally granted the permit. The county board put a restriction on our road.
For whatever reason, and I don't know what that reason was. I was
right. We're asking this board, the new board, to remove the restriction that the previous board 5 years ago put on that. I think you need to look at this on its own merit, not as the merits of what it was 5 years ago. You're saying that the value of 47 resident or 47 seasonal lots.
Gravel's only hauled in the summer.
Right. What's that?
We don't farm gravel in January, so we're not worried about seasonal impact.
He's been hauling all October and November.
Yeah.
Those seasonal lots are closed up.
Yep. Ground's going to freeze. Chloride's not going to do anything in those months either. What you're asking for is something that you're going to impact a lot of people. I mean, if you want to pay for it, that's great. I'll make a motion, and then we'll move forward. And then regardless if you allow the drive to 30th, you're going to have to chloride it.
Kyle, is there any precedence of the township being forced to pay for chloride?
No.
Well, and has that been addressed to the other gravel pit?
And yes, I would ask, the other two gravel pits down there, are they responsible for any of the chloride that exists in other townships?
All our townships do partner. Counties partner.
No, but they wouldn't partner. The gravel pits are not in Ottawa Township that use that road.
Well, and that's tough too to have the...
That's a line road, right?
What?
That's county a line road, isn't
that's
it?
That's a county line.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a town line road, but yeah. Rock Ridge is in Lakeview Township. That's a line road between Ottawa and
I think we can all know that Rock Ridge don't do a lot of hauling down that road.
No.
Let's just be honest here.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade. Rock Ridge ain't taking a gravel road and they're going to shake your truck apart. Because that thing is very,
right,
very rough.
They're going out to the south and on the tar.
They're taking County 6 and hitting 15.
So I see what you're saying. I mean, it's a valid point, but I don't think they're using it that much. But.
Well,
ask the guy that lives a mile away from there who hauled down that road.
You know, there's always the option of going south from there. Well, no, because those lots are still
all
there.
The way down and around.
Right, right.
Yeah, but then my question is, how can we dictate that they can't go that way and other gravel pits go wherever they go? You know, so how are we going to start separating, you know, this issue? You can go only one way, but the other gravel pits, they go wherever. Okay, so I think it's kind of a fine line there.
I agree with that one. Whoever set the precedence 5 years ago or however many years ago they did it, I don't understand that.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
But now we're in a position that.
We have to deal with it.
We have to deal with it. And to me, dig out the blue clay for once and done and fix your road would make the most sense. But
right.
And then people drive wherever they want to drive. But
even still, I think you're right. Get rid of some soft spots because there will be trucks still traveling that way. But it is kind of funny that the gravel pit that big's got stipulation. The one that's that big's got nothing.
You know, it's historical. How long's that gravel pit that Ernie Anderson's had that for, you know, ever, right? So that's been an operating gravel pit well outside of this one. This one was a new request 5 years ago, according to the township. So the board or somebody must have felt that they had to deal with
right.
controlling impacts to the environmental impacts to people.
you know, no different than them having to do weed management. And,
yeah.
You know, all those things that you have to do.
Okay. Make a decision one way or the other, guys.
I guess I'm of the opinion, just let's go with this. My opinion, just lift this restriction. That's just me.
You want to make that a motion?
No permit, no condition. I'll make that a motion. I'll second it.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to approve the application as submitted with no restrictions. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Want to raise a hand to me? Or
yeah, maybe we should do that for a hand raise. For the application. Opposed?
Interesting.
Motion carries.
Okay, first application of new business is Chad Wendell requesting a change of zone from agricultural to residential on a preliminary plat for 11 lots in the called the Resort at Abbey. Is there anybody here to represent the application you can set forward?
Good evening, Chad Wendell, owner of Valley City.
So can you go ahead and explain a little more on what you're looking to do and go from there?
We're looking, there's 135 acres we purchased through the North Piper Federal Land Auction. Anyway, we kind of went through, I hired Tracy Uslinger from Moore Engineering. I've been working with their firm and him on other projects and also this one. And we kind of went through our due diligence as far as plotting this out. And what we did find out in a hurry was that if we went like with smaller lots, say we went with with the city lots, curb gutter, sewer, all that stuff, it was from the pandemic to now, which most of you guys know, it's doubled in cost as far as infrastructure. And what the number came back was way higher than we thought, and it made the project unfeasible a little bit. Try to develop that way. I have a cabin. Our folks have a cabin in Detroit Lakes. We talked to quite a few people down here, two of them. There is. Our next step was, well, maybe we should go with bigger lots. We've been hearing too, as far as guys looking for like a barnominium. I'm sure some of you guys have seen some of them, or a regular house with their shop in the back, but with not on a small lot. You know, like Tracy's got these at an acre and a half lots, which is acres of quite a bit, but once you put a shop with the house. So we started talking about that and doing some feasibility studies going that route. Seemed like just a phone call they got from different people. There seems to be a demand for the bigger lots, the shop in the back, the barn minion type of country rural setting, not in a normal city lot setting. So we decided to go that route, and we kind of divided this up into like three phases, and this is probably like the first phase of it. This one would give us off that up 270th Avenue, would give us where we can maybe get some going without having so much infrastructure as far as bringing roads, all that type of stuff. You know. And So Tracy lined this, lined 11 lots up on this, and that's kind of where we're going to start on it. And I guess that's the first step in the process, I guess.
Okay, so now you do know the city is planning to annex that piece of property.
Yeah, I found that out about 3 weeks ago.
Well, you were notified of that quite some time before that by the letters that we've seen.
Okay, did you read that letter? You all guys got that same letter?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
They sent the letter off. One letter. Supposedly in April. Or maybe it says May.
I think it says May.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I see.
That's what I read earlier today. Was in May.
They sent one letter off. I never seen that letter. I farm and stuff too. We're busy in the spring. That letter I would have known. Okay, they're probably, you know, that letter you'd know open them. Me and my brother own the bowling alley too, so we're used to getting quite a few letters from Detroit Lakes. They have, you know. We corresponded to them quite a bit in the last couple of years with, you know, in front of Bowling Alley, the West Lake Drive. You know, they had to take out trees in front of Bowling Alley. They had to, we actually had to do an easement so they can get through the culvert where the snowmobiles and the logging trail is, which is kind of besides the point. But they said they sent one letter. Okay. And then they supposedly called me. Well, you know, did they leave me a voicemail if they did call? Absolutely not. Something this important as you're going to annex 135 acres once you send a certified letter, maybe. Send me an email, send me a text. I didn't find out about this till 3 weeks ago. And one of the I work with an agent, agent in Fargo. He's the one that told me about it because he was doing some of the paperwork on it. Because yeah, there's rumors they're going to try to annex that. I thought it was just, you know, I thought it was maybe to the guy to the west of me. Because no, it's your stuff. Why was I notified? If that's how they're going to do the work, they're going to send a letter. Non-certified letter, they know how to get a hold of me, they, you know, it's just like, reading that letter kind of beat me off. It looked like, they kind of threw me under the bus, like, okay, we've been trying to get a hold of this guy, we've been trying to do everything this guy could get a hold of. This summer, we're at the City Hall for the bowling alley. I was there. I got up and spoke. But they couldn't get a hold of me. So yeah, I take resistance against that letter. I mean, if that's how they're going to do work, by sending one letter out and say they can't get a hold of a guy, that's wrong. So.
Anybody have any questions for Chad?
Yeah, this is for 11 lots. What's going to happen with the rest of the area? Do you have some plan on what's going to happen beyond?
Yeah, this is like phase one, and so we're behind it be like phase two, and then behind that be like phase three. So, you know, which most developments do, you know. There's a lot of acres, I mean 135 acres, we just can't do it all at one time, of course, but.
Is there any reason that you wouldn't do like a preliminary plat where you would, you could see the phases and then you could come and ask for approval of phase two, three, four, so at least the person understands that, you know, so the neighborhood knows what's going on.
You mean as far as down the line, or?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we'll see plats.
Phases.
Phased plats, so hey, this is phase one.
Right.
And then if everything goes like I think it's going to go, then here's phase two, and then here's phase three, and then here's phase four. Whatever those phases are, I mean.
Tracy, I mean, we did that like with the first ones.
So instead of a preliminary plat, I would suggest maybe a concept plan.
Yes, something like that.
But generally what we're looking at is doing rural lots versus city lots. And the demand and obviously the financial burden is on the owner for those two different costs. So as Mr. Wendell stated, to do this in a sequence where there's a few lots that would basically allow him to develop the next phase and then continue the next phase without a huge financial burden is the way to go. But a preliminary area plan that would kind of show the other development lots, that could be something that could be provided. With the understanding, obviously, that that isn't something that is set in stone, because tomorrow the demand could be for more urban lots, smaller lots. The demand right now is for this.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you.
I got another question. Are these 11 lots, do they have access to the lake or not?
No.
They don't, okay.
Kelsey, I'm assuming you want to speak to this application?
Yes, if I can.
Chair and Commission, so I'm Kelsey Clem, City Administrator here for the City of Detroit Lakes, not Casey Clem, the other applicant, that's my brother. As mentioned, the city has provided a few different documents. Before I get into that, I just kind of want to back up and look at big picture for a second. Obviously, the city has a lot of interest in this property as it abuts the southern border of the city limits of Detroit Lakes. It abuts Lake Forest subdivision, which is all an urban subdivision. We have streets coming out of Lake Forest that are dead end, that are stubbed to this property in anticipation of future development. We have water and sewer stubbed off to the property in anticipation for future development. This area is identified in our comprehensive plan. It is our kind of our residential growth corridor. We just completed a housing study in the City of Detroit Lakes, and yes, while we do have some lot inventory in the City of Detroit Lakes, as we average about 35 new homes per year, that supply is going to be depleted very quickly. And if you look around Detroit Lakes, you know, there actually isn't a whole lot of places for the city to grow, whether we have lakes, wetlands, railroad tracks, gravel pits, existing neighborhoods. To the south is really our kind of our natural growth corridor, and to the south on 270. So really, all those reasons, we have a very vested interest. And yes, once we learned that last year, you know, it was in agricultural production for a long time, and then the land was purchased, we did make attempts to have that discussion. And again, we talked about that in the letter that was sent. Our community development director is not here, so he can't really testify to any of that, but after phone calls were made, we sent the letter. Jumping into the November 25th letter from our city attorney, I think it kind of summarizes the city's position of basically why we're recommending to the Planning Commission to hopefully deny the application, or at a minimum defer action on the application. As mentioned, the city has initiated annexation of property. There was a resolution adopted at the city council meeting in November. I believe that's in your packet already, the notice of intent. If you look at the resolution that the city council adopted, it spells out a lot of the things I just explained, good basis of why the annexation should occur. With the pending annexation, we feel that the application is premature. The letter that I just mentioned from November 25th, of which I handed out hard copies, you know, there's also significant case law that basically triggers that once that annexation is initiated, that any other action on any type of subdivision request should be tabled. Furthermore, we explain in that letter, we feel that the application as submitted does not comply with the county's subdivision and township subdivision regulations. We specifically state in the application is not signed. We talked about the request for rezoning and how the maps that were submitted do not provide all the necessary information. We talked about the subdivision of land is not complete based upon what the county's requirements are. While it's not required in the subdivision ordinance, I think you guys already mentioned the fact there is no future development or future plan that was submitted is part of that premature approval that we would test. It does not lay out all the different utilities as required by subdivision ordinance. So we would love to work with the developer. We'd love to talk about utilities. We can talk about those costs. We can talk about how that land can best be platted and developed going forward. We'd like to have those conversations with the applicant and the property owner, but we do feel at this time the preliminary plat application is premature and incomplete. Taking questions.
I got a question for Kyle. Kyle, when was this submitted to the county?
The application itself.
Well, they're digging that out. I mean, kind of see, that's what, this doesn't understand, like, why you wouldn't annex it. Tell, whenever he says this date, you're going to have then created a resolution right after this person put this application in. This seems kind of...
November 4th.
Yeah, and so then you go on the 19th and make a resolution. It seems like...
I can tell you, Cole, we were surprised when we got the notice. We didn't get the notice until the week after the council meeting. And he's right. I told his representative, his realtor, that annexation was going to occur, that initial resolution was going to occur in November. So that he was aware of that. I mean, I had those conversations.
Okay.
With the realtor.
Great. So, I mean, that's a little different than if you're saying that at face value. It just seems like
right.
Submit the application, make the resolution.
That's not what
it is. That's why I've seen it initially.
Well, and obviously, whether the letter went through or not, you tried to make contact back months ago. So it was, to me, when I'm looking at this, it's like, okay, there was at least an attempt and to try and push a plan through.
Hopefully you approve that attempt. I mean.
Well, I don't feel that they just made up the letter for nothing. I don't feel they made up the letter for nothing. I've got to take their word like I'm taking your word. I have no reason not to. However, it didn't get to you. If you're saying you didn't get it, I can't answer that question. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Clem? Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Again, Tracy Elsler with Moore Engineering. Our firm has been working with Mr. Wendell on this property since the purchase of the property, exploring the options for development of the property. And we have been in contact with the city, Larry in particular. I know at least probably three employees from my firm, phone call, email, different messages, voicemails, etc., myself included. I've also contacted the township and the county and talked about the different options and exploring this. So I'd have to side a little bit. I have never seen the May 8th letter, and I don't believe Mr. Wendell has seen that letter also. I don't know if you have a copy of that letter, but with as Mr. Wendell stated, the communication from the city to the owner on an annexation has not been presented to him in a time frame where he could actually make a decision or actually attend a meeting at the city to oppose that annexation. And I just want you to consider that in whatever you decide. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak? Sean?
Sean Carlson, City of Detroit Lakes. I'm actually alderman for the board and the chair of this, the
Planning Commission for the City of Detroit Lakes, there was one comment Mr. Wendell made that I would encourage the Planning Commission to think about. I really appreciated your question about, you know, what's the future plan? What's the master plan look like? And the one comment that concerned me was the rural lots are in demand now, but, you know, we don't want to commit to it because it could be urban lots. Well, I would be curious what that would look like, but it's because if you go to urban lots, there's different infrastructure requirements, there's different things that go into it. So what does that plan look like? And that might warrant even just in and of itself further consideration on whether or not now is the right time to approve anything. Because that's a very significant difference in how you develop land. And the planning and how you get into there to do that type of infrastructure is significantly different as well. So that's just, I wanted to share that thought for your consideration. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions for Sean?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Phil's getting up first, and I'll get you next.
Phil Hansen, Lakeview Township. It seems like there's a little bit bigger fish to fry here tonight than our situation, but as township road supervisor, we're concerned about 270th, and I haven't had the discussion with the engineer yet, but you know, having several more driveways coming off of 270th would be a concern for the township. Cars backing out onto the road and stuff on a higher travel road would be a concern for us. Those are residential lots or schlots or whatever. But it's nothing we can't work out. That is a concern for us.
Any comments, Phil, on the annexation?
You know what? I just got the letter from the city attorney yesterday, and I have zero comment until we talk to our attorney.
Okay.
So the township has not discussed this at all?
Nope. I got the county letter after our last township meeting. We all did. And I just got the city letter in the mail today. The city, the one you guys are looking at, I assume.
Okay.
So, no, we have not. December 9th or next township.
Is your meeting?
Next time we'll talk.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. My name is Liz Foster Anderson. Don't confuse my hat with the Planning Commission for the City of Detroit Lakes, because I'm not here for the City of Detroit Lakes. I'm here representing Ultra Snowmobile Club, okay? I have a couple of statements that I'd like to make and a couple of consideration requests for the Commission tonight. My name is Liz Foster Anderson, as I said. I have a few statements and a few comments that I'd like to make. The snowmobile industry generates $22 billion in annual spending across the United States, while it generates millions of dollars in state and local tax revenue. Extremely important to many local communities. As it improves the health and quality of life during our winter months, it also brings tourism, business, and others to the off-season in many areas. Snowmobile tourism, particularly important to rural communities, and it helps maintain employment as well as economic impact. Minnesota, the University of Minnesota Tourism Center, did a study on the snowmobile industry in Minnesota. Their study revealed that in an annual period of time, $51 million were paid in state and local taxes leveling the credit to the snowmobile industry. While I'm not here to say not in my backyard, okay, we are here bringing forward some attributes of a snowmobile-friendly community. We recognize the community growth and development for both Detroit Lakes and Becker County is important. Even within our own or your own comprehensive plan of Becker County, one of the top strategies of your transportation section says, and I quote, to promote and create trail networks, with this first statement stating, set aside resources to promote, invest in, and maintain existing trail networks. By identifying new sources of funding acquisition for snowmobile and permanent trail right-of-ways. That was taken verbatim from your comprehensive plan. What we are here asking tonight is that you as the Becker County Planning Commission give us consideration as the city of Detroit Lakes has. On an annual basis, as a community-friendly snowmobile community, they meet with us to talk about the future of snowmobiling and the impact on our snowmobile trails. We recently had a meeting on the other Wendell development that is occurring over by the bowling alley. As we have a trail system that will access Dutton Locks and the Lake Park snowmobile trail system. What I did want to bring forward is that we ask that you meet with us as a snowmobile community friendly so that we can talk about the future and the impact of the future. So our ask here tonight is for you to defer so that we can actually consider that and what the impact is. We took a look at the preliminary plat that was presented. I also live in the Forest Lake Edition. We also have property over by Lakeview Township, so did get the letter as well with the information that was provided. We took a look at the preliminary plat for the resort of Abbey Lake. We did not see the Granton Aid snowmobile trail that actually exists and crosses that property development. What we want to consider is what is the proposed design? What's going to happen to that Granton Aid snowmobile trail that goes across that property development? As many of you know, you are the sponsor of our Granton Aid trail system in Becker County. Under the proposed preliminary plat, we have a few questions that we weren't able to discern when looking at the plat that was presented to us. One, many of you know, and maybe Mr. Crawley, you know it better than others, a groomer and a drag is greater than 30 feet. If we have 7 to 11 driveways that we have to drag or groom across, that becomes a very difficult situation. When looking at this preliminary plat, we could not discern whether the driveways were going to do 70. We did see a gap in the construction on the preliminary plan that looks as if there's an infrastructure road. So I have a question to confirm tonight. Are the driveways all going to be presented towards 270? That's our first question, or second question.
Okay.
And then my last question is, was there a consideration in reviewing this preliminary plat to consider an easement for our trail system by the commissioners in Becker County? And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
So where does the snowmobile trail run now?
Okay. So thank you. That's a great question to ask. It comes off of the public access. It runs on the south side of South Shore Drive, and then it runs up on that corner on 270, crosses it diagonally, and goes directly on Mr. Wendell's property and continues to follow 270 up to the Burgess Trails.
So do you have a, since he has taken ownership of it, have you got a new signed agreement with him?
No, we do not.
Okay.
No. Okay. Thank you, that was a good question.
Anyone else like to speak to this application?
Where did you get that? Do you have people on with you?
I'm Ron Zabon, on the City Council Ward 1. Looking at this project that we're looking at, this is something that's going to affect Detroit Lakes and the county for the next 100 years. Because as Kelsey Clem said, right now, we need lots for residential. And right now, we're getting pretty much landlocked if you let Mr. Wendell go through with what he wants to do. But we need to have lots for the future growth of the city of Detroit Lakes. And right now, we have enough for about 2 years for building lots. So we're looking at what's the potential of our city growth without putting this on the back burner and look this thing up a little bit better, at least for 120 days, if not more. But it is about the future of Detroit Lakes that we're looking at. That's how important this project is, to hold up on what he wants to do. But we do have a letter down to St. Paul trying to help us out on this, but give us a chance to look through this and see what we can do for the future of the city, because this really is the future of the city, this piece of property. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions at all? Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this application? Chad, do you want to answer the question for the Snowmobile Club? Has there been a consideration for continuing to allow the Granite Snowmobile Trail to cross your property, or?
And the driveways?
I guess I haven't been.
Okay. Did you even know the Snowmobile Trail crosses your property?
Not there, no. When we had the bowling alley, which we still have the bowling alley, but they always come in
right.
on the front and on the back. And that was something that me or my brother ever never signed either, you know, as far as an easement or any of that.
Legally, you should.
We should, yeah. Right. We talked about that, you know. And then at the meeting this summer at City Hall, you know, the Snowmobile Club actually said they had an easement with us and an agreement with us, which wasn't true. But I mean, I would work with them. I mean, I Snowmobile okay. too or whatever. But
yep.
I guess you know, just something in this deal. I guess that was something that we never even thought about. You know, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
What's that? Well, if he doesn't even know that there's a Snowmobile Trail going across it, I don't think it's really going to matter. He's got to get that resolved with them either way. Okay, I'm going to close testimony, and we will try and come to some type of decision on this. Obviously, as everybody knows, I mean, the issue is, and we've all been aware of it, we've looked at what the Planning Commission and the Becker County Comp Plan is. This is where the plan is for the city is to grow over time. I think we definitely have to take that into consideration as there is, you know, and I'm always one to try and side with the property owner personally to do what they want, but in this situation with an annexation already being submitted, I think this is going to have to be reviewed. But that being said, I don't know what the rest of the group feels or wants to do on this.
I feel the same. Seems like there's a lot of information that needs to be shared with one another to at least so you know all of your options. Because right now, the lack of communication, and we could all point fingers on who's that landing on. Bottom line is there's been a lack of communication. So to get through that, find out what everyone's bringing to the table and know what the options are. And with all that information, then make your best step forward. Because like what was stated, this is where DL is growing. And you have the opportunity right now, or we do, to make that first step forward the right one versus doing it with half the information. That's my thoughts.
I agree. Tom, any comments?
Marty Solomon has a building crazy right across the road.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was saying.
Marty Solomon has been going for years, and I think the city works with them. They do sometimes. And so I think if they get together and talk.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never been part of those discussions, but I imagine that the city would be able to work with a builder developing, because he wants to build houses, and the city wants there to be houses built there. You'd think that there'd be some common ground to where it could appease both parties, but until those discussions are had, we won't know that yet. So I'm thinking this should something that should be pushed back until people can discuss that.
Can we ask the applicant if he would want to table it?
Chad, after hearing what you've heard tonight, I mean, would you be open to having more discussions with the city, with Lakeview Township, before moving forward with this, or do you want a vote made tonight one way or the other?
I mean, I guess I would rather have you table it than say no.
Okay.
That's an option.
Well, we can table it for 60 days. You could table it realistically indefinitely. If we do it, it is going to have to be voted on in 60 days. And I'm not a big annexation person. I don't know all the laws, but I know from what I read today, I believe that they basically have 120 days to get some type of a decision made on that. So what I'm saying is, if you're up for that, I would prefer if you tabled it, because then it gives you guys a little more time to hopefully have the communication that probably should have happened, like you were saying, back in May, if that was the intention. But I've got to leave that in your hands.
As far as tabling it, is that something formal I need to do paperwork? Or
nope. All you're just doing is telling me you want to table this for this evening, and we do that.
I guess I would prefer to do that.
Okay. The applicant has made the decision to table. And definitely strongly, Casey, I'm going to recommend you guys talk. Bill, I would definitely like you to be involved in this conversation from Lakeview Township as well. And then hopefully you guys can come to a resolution that works for everyone. So I thank you on that. Okay, Kyle?
Yeah, we actually do have a table request form if you'd be willing to sign that.
Okay.
Okay, the next applicant, last applicant, Larry and Cynthia Winterfeld, requesting a conditional use permit for storage.
Is that you, Larry?
Retired teacher. Yes, you can read, or I can give it to you orally.
Yeah.
But I figure if you got something in front of you.
Are you the applicant?
No.
I'm
sorry. You want the applicant?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
You're the applicant. All right.
Sir, thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. A. Anderson, on behalf of the property owners. We're under contract with the property owners to purchase the property subject to approval of our intended use. The property currently is zoned to agricultural, surrounded by commercially zoned parcels. As it currently sits on the east side of the property, there's a small house that's being rented. And along the north side of the property, there's some storage garages that are being rented. Our proposal is to try and find the highest and best use for this property that's economically viable and more consistent with the surrounding zoning of the property surrounding it along Highway 6. Proposal in front of you would consist of between 24 and 50 storage condo units, adding approximately $4 million in tax value to the county. Our intent was to receive feedback on what the highest and best use for this parcel would be in accordance with the county. Strategic plan for the county, comprehensive growth plan. And we met with Lakeview Township earlier this month, received no complaints on the proposal. Seeking the input of this council, this commission, before going too far down the road on a specific set plan, working with engineers and building officials. So thank you for consideration and open to your input.
Questions of the applicant?
I think I looked this up, but what is the total acreage of that?
The current parcel is 5 acres. We estimate about 4 acres of that is usable, as the parcel currently goes to the center line of Highway 6. So we obviously in consideration of our plan and take into account all of the local setbacks within those ordinances.
Okay.
All right. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Being that close to the highway, have you thought about putting a buffer there?
We'd certainly be open to that, council member. Again, this is a preliminary plan. We're seeking feedback. And trying to use this site to highest and best use and in accordance with the growth plan and the county needs as well.
Mary, what do you mean by a buffer? I'm just trying to understand.
A tree line. You know, you have your setback, but could you put trees along there? just a buffer for your neighbors looking at that?
Yeah, we're certainly open to do that. Ensuring that the use of the property fits in the surrounding usage mm-hmm. of neighboring parcels. And also, is attractive and appealing for the neighborhood.
So are you thinking along the highway, Mary, or you're thinking along the east and west side?
The highway.
Okay. I guess so there you just mainly, Cole, that would probably have to work with county for making sure they stay out of the right of way for putting any trees in it, right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what you mean by that.
Right.
So these must be just small storage sheds you're going to build, not the big garages. What's your plan? What size?
Yeah, I have some handouts here. To answer your question, Commissioner, we're not set yet on. We would obviously work with local building officials to work on a plan that needs approval. But we hear it's a preliminary. Project that we've done previously. And again, we'd be adaptable to something that would work for this area and for the surrounding properties. This is an example of some of our previous work.
Yeah, question. How far back, this map that we have, it's got a blue square on it. How far back off from Highway 6 is this project going to go?
Yes, Commissioner. In my conversations with county planning staff, it indicated that 95 feet is the setback from the edge of the highway.
Okay.
Which is what...
So... Where on this map is approximately 95 feet?
So we've indicated the on our initial sketch.
This one. Yeah.
Basically, the dotted setback line on the south side of the property right. indicate the county's 95 foot setback
right.
requirement.
Yeah, but I was wondering the storage units. How far back into this they're going to start at 95?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they go back from there.
Yes, Commissioner.
So the whole lot is
the whole lot, yeah.
Yes, Commissioner. Yep, that would be our intent.
That's this picture here.
It's the whole lot.
Up one.
That refers to where the building.
What that was, yeah.
Yep. So that's the County Highway 6.
Okay.
And that's where the buildings will be set. In.
Yeah, we can certainly be open to consideration of different level of density. Depending on, just assuming that we meet, staying in compliance with all local building codes mm-hmm. and regulations regarding setbacks and density and lot coverage, while also obviously having to evaluate the economic viability of lower density as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Kyle, what is he allowed there?
Impervious wise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 65% or. Actually, 75% for commercial. I'm just trying to verify something here. We were measuring that setback.
Okay.
I think it's actually farther in. The neighboring building, that neighboring white building, is 120 feet from central.
Which white building are you talking? Painter's Bluff?
Yeah.
One to the left. Yeah, that's Painter's Bluff.
Painter's Bluff is 120 foot setback to their sign. Because that would have to be, you wouldn't put a sign on that either, so I don't know, I don't see right.
Have you looked into any type of a stormwater management plan at all with the county yet on this?
No, we have not yet. Okay. Sure. That would be part of our work with our engineering firm if we were to proceed.
Okay.
They do a place for it, they're thinking, yeah. But obviously they're engineering Delmont.
Right. That's why I just seen just the little highlighted area. But, okay. Any other questions for the applicant?
Yeah, there's two buildings in there, and I can't remember. I was out there and I looked at it and everything, but what is the larger building? Is that a home? Or?
Commissioner, I believe the larger structure on the north side of the property is some storage garages that are there currently that are being rented. And then the smaller property structure on more the east side of the property is a small home that's being rented currently.
So,
actually, I believe that we've been informed that the tenant in the home is already planning to vacate. So that's information we received. We don't have a timetable on this project. This is, again, just assessing the viability of it. We would actually prefer to keep the tenant there longer and just take a longer due diligence time to assess this property, but we've been informed that they're moving out already. So
the property to the north, is that, because you say it was surrounded by commercial, that's commercial?
Yes, Commissioner. The property does have, it appears to have a residential home on the property to the north, yeah. But I believe, according to county records, that
yeah, they used to sell cars there, yeah.
Commercial.
Well, I just wanted to see, I wanted to maybe just ask you and then clarify with Kyle, that is commercial.
They're on the bike.
So it is commercial.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, sir, and I'll go ahead.
I was unable to bring my neighbor. I'm Ted McGinn. I do own the property directly north of this. I mean, we're adjoining. And I'm not sure why you're saying that it's surrounded by commercial, because I'm homestead. And as far as your website, you're saying his is commercial. So I don't know where you go with that.
No, he's asking.
Well, just to be clear, taxing districts are different than zoning districts.
Okay.
So you're zoned commercial.
I'm zoned commercial.
It used to be a car lot.
Yeah, it used to be commercial. Yep.
And it never got rechanged back to residential.
Well, my tax form says homestead. That we just got this week.
Right. So the taxing district is how you're using it, the property, but it could be zoned something.
All right.
Long story.
But my
neighbor.
And one other thing about that property. When did it get approved for a motocross track? Well, this is not on my sheet, but go on to Zillow or Google, and there it is. Okay. Again, I'm Ted McCano. I am the owner of the property adjacent. I gave you these because, again, you can go back and review it later. But I'm just going to run real quick. The current people using that property use my driveway as an off-ramp. In other words, I know where my property corner was. I had it surveyed. It's in the middle of where they drive in their gravel driveway. So in other words, they've just kind of decided, well, I'll just whip in and have a couple of close calls. I would like if this is conditional use, I'm asking for some conditions. One is to reestablish their property corner, which is right off of County Highway 6. I know where it was. There was a post anyway. Have that reestablished, and then if they're going to continue to use that driveway, I want a barricade at that corner. If somebody comes flying through there, it'll be their problem. Anyway, something to delineate that property. Okay. I know that, boy, going to the airport this week, what happened to all those trees? Oof. And that's what happened to this lot. There's hundreds of beautiful trees on it. Moving on. Down the east side of that property, in other words, my driveway is about 500 feet long. You can't see my house from the road. There's lilacs and trees that were planted, who knows when. That are very nice most of the year. And I would love to keep those visual here too, whatever they want to do on that lot. So I'm asking that they not remove those trees. I'm not asking for a fence along there, anything like that. They can put one up fine. But I am asking that remain because it's on my property. I've paid to have them pruned and trimmed. I didn't dare go on the neighbor property because it's not mine. Anyway, that's something I would love to put into your conditions. The last nice one there says light pollution. We do shadow puppets on the walls of our house now. The church put up these massive lights. So did Green's Plumbing. And of course, NRG over the way. And I don't blame them because they want to prevent anybody from stealing, whatever. So I'm not blaming, but I'm just saying, if we're going to add more lights in our neighborhood, make sure they're aimed down, not just straight up. I hope that would be feasible. Again, I don't know if there's any federal requirements for light pollution, but something to think about. North side of the subject property, which is currently open to my property, I would like a fence put in there, chain link, or, again, I said something about a 2x4-inch opening. People come out with their dogs and turn them loose. I've seen it already. I'd like that to be a visual barrier as well as a permanent barrier for animals. I don't know if anybody's told the people trying to buy the place about that high pressure gas line running through it. So there won't be a lot of use for that end. I know that the water table is, well, I've got a slew in my yard, and it comes directly from that property, comes directly from the slew across County 6. I mean, it's sublimating through. So it'd be tough to build on there, even if you fill it in, because, you know, the PRWD, Kent River Water District, they might have something to say about it. All right, I appreciate your time. Hopefully, we can get this resolved with some conditions. I'm not against it, but yeah, let's work with nature and do some good things.
Thank you,
Keep
Ted.
Mind, I've got a one-day seasonal job coming up. Be sure you're nice.
Anyone else in the audience like to speak to this application? Could you come back up again and answer a couple of questions that we have for me? So you said you were willing to come here, and definitely you wanted some feedback, wanted some things. So hearing from Mary and from Ted, the landowner to the north, what is your feeling on leaving some type of a tree buffer, what I would call it, on that, whether it's your east or north line there by his driveway? Would that be something you'd be willing to consider?
Yes, Commissioner, we're going.
Craig, one thing, clarification, the way that I heard from Ted.
Yep.
They're his anyways. So,
well,
he said he owns
I think them. The question is exactly where exactly that line is.
I know where it is.
And if it's on yours, then there's no part of this discussion.
Right.
I'm just saying if it's not, I'm asking if, are you willing to leave something that sounds like you would do that?
Unfortunately, they were planted at a time when lot line didn't matter.
Right. Well, either way, it would have to be surveyed. He can take care of that. And then how about on the north line? Would you be willing to put some type of a fence in along there?
Yes, sure.
And then lastly, it looks like in your picture you kind of have your lights pointed down, but no issue in trying to not direct it right towards his house?
Yeah, well, the good thing is they're probably all the driveway.
I'm guessing they're going to shine to the south anyway, right?
The way I look at this development, it's actually going to block his house.
From the road, from everything.
He's going to benefit. He's going to have a huge building right there.
Right there.
I mean, from a barrier perspective.
Right, barrier light better. And sound.
Can't figure any bigger, better light barrier than that.
Yeah, that's a specific consideration we had was you know, knowing that there is that home to the north and wanting to be a good neighbor, you know, how we can implement more like motion-sensitive type of lighting.
Yep.
And any kind of lighting be directed towards the south.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions in addition for the applicant? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no other comments, I guess I'm going to close testimony and hear feedback from the board.
Well, there's storage units to the left, storage units to the right.
I mean, surrounded by commercial, right?
Right, right. And with the buffer that he's willing to do and with the lights facing in, he's being nice to the neighbor. The shoe fits.
I would entertain a motion, Tommy.
I motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll
to
second.
Second by Cole. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I get any condition, Mr. Chair?
To me, I think based on the ones that he has already kind of, I'll say, verbally agreed to, we'll go with that.
Just one thought here. The comment was talking about the trees and stuff, and there are a really nice area. When you put the units in, is there considerations that you can take to leave as many of those trees as you can? It's just a question if that would be a consideration that you could do.
Yeah, absolutely, Commissioner. Yep. We'll work with the neighbor and property owner to try to work the best we can as a neighbor.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Next meeting is going to be moved from the 11th to the 4th. The 11th will be the actual hearing. So,
tour is the
4th. How many, Nikki, are on the one? Okay.
December 4th.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fourth and what?
11th.
Fourth and the 11th.
We'll get a letter. We'll send us a letter.
I don't know. I don't check that email that often.
Are you the recount done?
Oh.